If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Coffee with Carlos, I was Rocky. My friend Rob, I sent him the story about the Japanese pole vaulter who lost because his penis knocked the bar off.
There goes that Asian man stereotype.
Rob said that to his
shattering it.
This qualification was so sad. So his silver lining is his phone's blown up now.
If only that pole vaulter had heard the story about the woman menstruating in the pool.
Silver lining. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
If the pole vaulter would have heard the story about the menstruation of the Chinese woman, he wouldn't have had that erection. He would have been, oh, that turned me off. And then he cleared the height. I'm so racist. That was beautifully racist.
That was really racist.
I am now working for Breitbart.
Why don't you make a joke about how badly he drove home? Oh, God. Really, Carlos?
He couldn't see the pole. They can't see that well.
Michael and Crestline, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Michael.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Hi.
I'm doing this with trepidation, but I want to sing the praises of Unera. The other day when I called, she inquired concernedly about the pilot fire, and you've got a jewel there. The last time I praised one of your employees,
they left.
Chris.
Yeah. Well, stop it.
The Saturday night massacre. So I'm a little worried about that.
All right.
But my other thing is I demand that all executive office nominees be extremely vetted.
Right. Yeah, we might want to start that using that for the presidency, some sort of vetting. Not even extreme, just you know, marginal vetting of someone like Donald
Trump. Two Corinthians walked into a bar.
And? Oh, is that it? Okay.
That's it.
Carlos, a lot of speculation. HuffPost piece, Republican operatives are not so sure Trump even wants to win. A lot of speculation. What used to be a playful question is now being taken far more seriously. Is it possible he is trying to lose? A longtime Republican operative said, I think he is psychologically collapsed and is both consciously and unconsciously looking for an exit.
Wow.
His next speech is going to be at Knott's Berry Farm going, Disneyland sucks. They hate your children. It's the worst place on earth.
Another veteran Republican said, it's either he's trying to lose or it's complete and utter incompetence in every facet of his campaign. Hard to say. He brags about not having run TV ads. He's campaigned in places where he stands little chance of winning. It really is like a primer in how not to run a campaign. He's been slow to open offices in critical battlegrounds. He's insisted he can act presidential but has refused to do so. And recently on the trail, he told supporters he doesn't want them to donate to his campaign.
Wow.
From now on...
What kind of loser investment is that, you loser?
I will be speaking in the sky from a heliprompter. Everybody will look up to me, and I'll be staring through plexiglass from the bottom of my helicopter. It'll be a heliprompter.
Okay. They point out his closest advisors are his children, but they've been traveling during these week. Most importantly, his daughter, Ivanka, who, as I mentioned, is vacationing with Vladimir Putin's girlfriend. You can't make that stuff up. It suggests a complete disregard for the optics of being too cozy with Putin. Katrina Pearson, Trump spokeswoman, has what would be most charitably described as a difficult relationship with history and a strong penchant for hyperbole. Another operative said,
sarcastic.
I don't believe he doesn't appreciate the need for help. He hires nobody. And when he does bring on anyone who knows their field, they're gone in weeks. Yeah, we are on what now? Third? We're in a third campaign manager. This is oft repeated. Upon entering the race, Trump told his campaign team he didn't expect to win the primary, anticipating he'd finish second or third and the publicity would help his business. What caught them off guard, I love this, is how quickly he moved to the front of the pack. That's how dumb Republican voters are. And how reluctant his fellow Republicans were to go after him once he was there. That's how craven and soulless they are, because they were afraid of the bully.
Yeah.
They all built this. They all created this. What Trump may be unaccustomed to and rattled by are sustained attacks from a political opponent. That's right, because nobody fought back till the very end of the primary when it was too late. Nobody is naive enough to think this campaign is going well. The fundamental problem is that the people now running his campaign don't give a if he wins or loses. Didn't one of them pull a gun on the other one last week? I think we missed that story. Somebody literally, one Trump in some campaign office pulled a gun on the other.
I would doubt it. I hadn't.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. They're saying the Trump campaign's critics say the blame lies with the candidate himself. One fundraiser referred to Trump as an immature, juvenile, self-indulgent narcissist who wants to win, but
him not, says you.
But just like an adolescent.
I'm an extreme vet.
I know
you.
I am, but what are you? I'm going to extremely vet you.
He said it's not self-sabotage, it's self-delusion. When it turned out that he had, in fact, won, he had to have a different strategy for the general, but he was not ready, and his entire candidacy is not really premised on it. Trump has begun hinting he knows he will lose, complaining that the election will be rigged implies he anticipates rigged. Hillary will win, lashing out at the media for his coverage, attacking Republican detractors, shows he's clearly searching for a scapegoat. He's evenly, openly discussed what he'll do as a private citizen afterwards, the hypothetical that no candidate ever discusses.
I'm going to extremely vet myself.
And then they end with the Clinton conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Let's see. John Weaver, who was spearheaded John Kasich's campaign, said, just when I'm convinced that all the signs of control of Trump's actions point to Moscow, I'm jerked back to the reality that only Bill Clinton could really devise this madness from a Republican nominee. Yeah. Seriously, even Trump trying to throw the race wouldn't go to these lengths, even out of self-respect.
Hey, man, you're following the plan perfectly. Yeah. You did it good.
It's going great.
What my campaign wants to do is hire the guy that speared the bear, and we're going to put this guy at every polling place in Pennsylvania to make sure the election is not rigged.
By the way, the other thing that smacks of the Clinton thing is he's like, yeah, you know what? I bring up Monica and BJ. Because last time that happened, his approval rating was like 70%.
Yeah. Go ahead, bring it up.
Yeah. You know, it'd be good if he brought that up.
Don't you
That's
step
a winner.
On my...
That's a political winner, historically.
Go ahead. Step on my blue suede
And you know
dress.
What? Furthermore, I think political you should blame my wife winner. For it. That'll be better. That'll nail down the women's vote. Yeah. I don't know. I'm starting to lean toward the Clinton conspiracy theory. I don't know.
Yep.
Yeah.
They were at his wedding.
Or maybe Linda Tripp's behind it.
Oh, Donald. You need to make a speech.
It's the 1990s all over again.
Who did you got there?
New York Times say early voting limits. Donald Trump's time to turn the campaign around. If Mrs. Clinton swamps Mr. Trump in the early vote in some swing states, she can move staff and money to the most competitive places like Florida, North Carolina, and Ohio, judging from recent polls, while he scrambles to battle on multiple fronts. As many as 40% of voters cast ballots in early states, and you can't organize overnight or even just a few weeks and win them. They say Hillary's getting into early voting details while Trump can't get past making awful sound bites. The idea he can fix them and win over swing voters in the final week or two, that's just not how elections are won anymore.
Only I can fix it.
Wishful thinking.
It does sound like he's doing this sort of whole social media sort of ground game as opposed to the older fashioned techniques of television ads and actual ground game.
Right,
stuff.
Actual
but
things
I,
that
I
work.
I think he's going to find that it's going to fall short.
Yeah. I think so, too. Nate Silver now has it at about 90% chance of Hillary winning, 10% chance of...
Well, let's hope. But get out and vote. Don't rest on the laurels.
Exactly. As the president says, he said, again, we need to run scared. He said, frankly, I'm tired of talking about her opponent. I don't have to make the case against her opponent because every time he talks, he makes the case against his own candidacy. But he said this has been an unpredictable election season, not only because of anxieties and concerns the American people have, but because of the changing nature of the media and voting patterns. There's still a lot of uncertainty out there. And if we are not running scared until the day after the election, we are going to making a grave mistake.
I think Trump is going to compare himself to Usain Bolt. Did you see the finals of the 100 meters? Gatlin was way out in front. Way out in front like Hillary. But did he panic? No. I am Usain Bolt. I got a great, great final 10 meters, and I will win this race. Believe me.
And then
I'll
say something horribly racist. Yeah. Okay. Kevin in D.C., you're on with Carlos and Company. Hi, Kevin.
Good morning, lovely Stephanie.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
You know, speaking of racist, and I apologize for calling you so much this week. I guess I've overtaken Sue and Rockville, but
yes.
Keeps happening. I just have to say something about it.
Yes.
You know, Trump's speech yesterday, apparently he says that black people are duped.
Right.
Into voting for Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he said in the speech. So he's talking about us while refusing to go to the NAACP.
Right.
You know, a few weeks before. He talks about black people to a crowd of majority whites. He was the birther in chief. And has been for many years, and yet he doesn't understand why we, you know, float away. We have floated away from him and his party for all these years. You know, doing things like this, for reals.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, just basically, you say all this crap about it. You say all this racist stuff about it. Then you say we're duped. Like we don't have enough sense to know which party has the Democratic Party been perfect. Of course not. No one is.
Right.
Hey, they gave you Ben Carson and you blew it. They gave you...
Yeah, I guess... And that should tell you something. I mean, just a basic thing. We, in my lifetime, we majoritarily went for Republicans up until the mid to late 60s.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So don't you have any sense of history that, now what would we have done that made black people drift away from us? Did we just wake up one day and say, you know what, I think Republicans are racist and are not in our best interests? Or did you maybe do something? No, we're just duped by those crafty...
They made a calendar with their civil rights achievements.
Oh, you're right. What am I thinking? You see,
it's been hard filling 12 months, but, you know.
12, it's hard to fill 12 days. But I guess this really is indicative of how far the party of Lincoln has fallen. And again, I...
Carlos had it right. The party of Lincoln has become...
The party of John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. How do you go from your Lincolns to... Your Trumps. That is a fascinating psychological historical study that I'd like to see someone do.
If only I had a Harriet Tubman for every time that question's been asked, mm-hmm. I'd be a wealthy woman today.
Well, there was George Lincoln Rockwell.
Well, I think as more money became available to campaigns, I think money has sort of changed the dynamics of both parties, actually.
Jim, Michael Steele made the point you've made before. That's great. when they picked him, Jim goes, you get that it's not just any black guy, right?
Yeah.
Same thing with Sarah Palin. Mm-hmm. They always do that, like, oh, well, we've got
a chick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Michael Steele talked about this. He said, case in point, when I got elected chairman, I had a member come up to me almost immediately and say, this is so exciting. Now black folks will join the party. My response was, really? You think I'm a Pied Piper just because you elected a black man chairman? Black folks are going to wake up tomorrow and go, oh, my God, they elected a black man? Let's join the GOP. That sort of thin understanding of what it takes to actually engage the black vote has probably been the Achilles heel of the modern day
like
Republican
Party.
Like I said,
you had a shot, but Ben Carson, he's too low energy. You had Ben Carson. You had the pizza guy, the Godfather's pizza guy. You didn't go for him.
Very low energy. Believe me.
Believe me.
Trust me.
Believe my fingers.
I like Michael Steele now on MSNBC.
I know. We're going to have him on. But he also said, somebody asked him, has the Republican Party made a mistake by nominating Donald Trump? He said, no, I don't think so. This is all part of the plan. It's all part of the process. This has to happen, this confrontation with ourselves.
Wow.
They're having a little intervention.
Yeah,
we'll see how it works
out.
The
inmates have taken over the asylum.
He said that involves the GOP realizing it has itself to blame for the rise of Trump. He said, in large measure, we laid down the metrics and the pathway for Donald Trump to emerge and to arise the way he did. He understood the GOP better than the GOP understood itself, he contends, because the trust between the party and its base is gone. This confrontation within the party is something that's long overdue. Yeah. So good luck with that whole... inner family squabble. Let us know how that works out for you.
Yeah. I have a black Republican friend.
Do you?
Yes.
Of course you do, like any good liberal.
And she is totally anti-Trump. She's not a fan of Hillary.
Oh, good. She's sane then.
But
okay.
She is not going to vote for Donald Trump.
All right. Fantastical.